Good day and welcome to your very own BBC.
The Baltic Broadcasting Company, with me, Mark Reeson.
And me, Mick Ord.
In this month's podcast, we're going to be hearing about some huge events in Liverpool, where the focus has very much been on young people again. I've been hearing from the woman behind Big Bang Northwest, which is taking place right here in Liverpool on the 10th of July.
It's showing the Liverpool City region that, you know, this is what we need. This is what we need. And it's hard to measure. It's hard to measure that impact, because how do you measure magic? How do you measure that spark of inspiration that makes that kid walk into the exhibition centre going, and I quote last year, "Oh my God, it's bigger than the Asda." That experience of seeing this massive event with all these organisations coming together, it's that wide-eyed look of, you know, these are the careers that are available for me in my city.
And I've been to the International Business Festival in Liverpool for the Liverpool City Region Skills Show, where 5,000 young people turned up, along with their teachers, to meet potential employers, with the focus very much on the opportunities which apprenticeships offer for us all.
So for us, it's about giving every person that option and that choice. We've run quite a lot of different events throughout the year, kind of like today, like skills shows, but we've also been in lots of schools across Liverpool City region.
But first, in our last podcast, we learned how Liverpool Girl Geeks were inspiring girls and young women to pursue careers in the STEM subjects. Don't forget that science, technology, engineering and maths. This month, we wanted to explore what else has been happening in our region to educate, support and empower young people as they choose their future careers. I've been to the heart of the Baltic Triangle again, to the offices of All About STEM, to meet Michelle Dow, the Managing Director and the main woman behind the Big Bang Northwest. Michelle, what is All About STEM and what are its main aims?
It's a really good question, and everyone asks me that all the time, and I'd love to have a really, really defined answer for this. I'd love to have a quick and clear explanation. But the kind of truth is in the name. We're all about STEM. STEM being science, technology, engineering and maths. We run lots of different projects to work with schools, industry, academia to get young people excited about careers in science, technology, engineering and maths. So we're a kind of conduit, we're a facilitator, we're a jam in the sandwich, if you like. What we try to do is bring what young people study in school into real life, you know, like what's the point of studying maths? What's the point of studying physics? Into actually, if I study maths and physics, I might be a really good engineer, not something else, I suppose. So it's that link towards your school years, forming an idea of where you want to go and where you want to take it. So All About STEM are about inspiring young people, hopefully giving that that little spark of magic, if you like, to that's what I want to do, that's what I want to be. And we do that in lots of different ways. We run events, we run different programmes, we have an ambassador scheme, we run big events, small events, we talk to teachers, we talk to parents, because it's about trying to get the information out there to all people about what the jobs of tomorrow are, because most of us don't know what they're going to be in the next 10 years.
How did the organisation come about then, Michelle? Tell me a little bit about your background, your career path.
That's a good question. I've got probably a non-traditional career path, if you like. I went to King David in Liverpool, a great school, but quite academic. And the idea was that we were, you know, I was going to go on, do A-levels and toddle off to university. But I had a great careers teacher. And when we started looking at what the options were for careers, I realised that the subjects that I was studying and the subjects that I liked were good subjects to step into an engineering career. So I looked at engineering. I looked at the different kind of strands of engineering, if you like, and I thought, you know what, an apprenticeship sounds good, that's for me. So I left school at 16 and I did an apprenticeship with British Gas. I became one of the first female gas engineers in the country, A little claim to fame there. And yeah, I had a fantastic career. So I was an apprentice. I was a gas service engineer for some years. And then I went into training other engineers, technical support. Then kind of swapped the van for the BMW and got into the kind of project management role within British Gas, looking at how we could encourage more apprentices, a more diverse workforce, and kind of, you know, really got me excited about the stuff that's kind of my passion, really. Again, it's getting that information out to young people. So I did that for a little while, and that kind of made me want a bit more, really, to get a bit more involved in this kind of industry of, and it's a funny little place, I suppose, of a join the dot organisation, because again, when people say, "What is it that you do?" How do you say we work magic? We make it happen. What does that even mean? Because there are lots of programmes out there. There's a lot of people doing a lot of good things. And again, British Gas were kind of one of them, doing different events, trying to encourage kids into engineering. But there was also British Telecom trying to encourage kids into engineering. And everybody thinks they've got the right answer and they think they're doing the right thing. But then at the end of it all, we've got, you know, people worried that, you know, that there's this massive skills gap. And it's two different languages. So the idea of my background being within business in a big blue chip company was a great kind of start for 10, that when I set up All About STEM, I thought, right, okay, who do I need alongside me? And the first person was obviously my amazing right-hand woman, Ali, who's my ops manager. She had 20 years teaching, so we really kind of complement each other. And then obviously the rest of the amazing staff that support me, me and Ali, in what we do, trying to inspire the next generation, because that is in effect what we're trying to do.
I've heard a lot about the Big Bang event that you guys organised. Can you tell me what that Big Bang event is all about? I mean, how does it work? Who goes? Tell me all about it.
The Big Bang's amazing. Big Bang Northwest is our flagship event. That's coming up on the 10th of July. We are the Big Bang Northwest delivery partners for Engineering UK. So it's one of the projects that we run. But it really is the biggest and the craziest, I suppose, of all the things that we do. So we're going to have 8,000 people, attendees, around 8,000 attendees come along to the exhibition centre. And the idea of the event is again, go back to what we spoke about. Lots of exhibitors from industry, academia, from all different walks of life of STEM. We talk a lot about science, technology, engineering, maths, and some people go, well, that's not me. And it's really interesting that actually when you kind of drill down, it's probably most people and most careers. So we have a show floor that's filled with organisations from AstraZeneca, Unilever, Scottish Power, ITV, Lion Pictures. We've got some institutions, Institute of Mechanical Engineers, Civil Engineers. We've got the NHS, you know, showing all the different kind of strands of careers that you can do within the NHS. It's not just about, you know, doctors and nurses. There's lots of different specialisms. And again, we're supported by the universities and the colleges, from LIPA to University of Liverpool, John Moores, and lots more. I've probably missed out loads of people. And I suppose it's that Oscar speech, isn't it, saying that, and lots more. I forgot loads. So they come on and it's hands-on. None of it is giving leaflets out. None of it's, just talking at the kids, because I think we all know if you experience a little bit of something and if you see with your own eyes and get hands on with the stuff that's going on.
And I believe there's a healthy rivalry amongst the exhibitions to try and pip each other and be the best. Is that right?
Yeah. It's getting... I'm not going to say it's going to get out of hand just yet, but it is. There is a rivalry, because I think there's a real glaring realisation that, you know, we really need to impress kids. We need to up our game, because you know we're talking about this massive skills gap. But actually, I want to know, well, what are you doing about it? You know, what are you doing to impress our young people to choose you as an organisation to go and work for? So the stands are great. There's some healthy company and institution rivalry. And I think this year we're definitely bigger and better than before. And we've got a waiting list of exhibitors and a waiting list of schools and young people to come and visit, which is great. But equally, you know, it's showing the Liverpool City region that, you know, this is what we need. This is what we need. And it's hard to measure. It's hard to measure that impact because, you know, I suppose I'll go back to what I said in the beginning. You know, how do you measure magic? How do you measure that spark of inspiration that makes that kid walk into the exhibition centre going, and I quote last year, oh my God, it's bigger than the Asda. That experience of seeing this massive event with all these organisations coming together, it's that wide-eyed look of, you know, these are the careers that are available for me in my city. I don't have to look elsewhere, you know. And again, from a kind of economy point of view, we don't want them going anywhere else. You know, we want our kids here, but we need to get them excited here, and we need to do that early, and we need to do that through the various different events that we organise.
Well, that sounds brilliant. It's not just about the event, though, is it? I mean, how else do you engage with schools and people outside of the big event?
Yeah, it's not just about the event. We're kind of 3 weeks away and we are getting very excited about Big Bang. But we manage lots of different programmes. We manage a STEM ambassador scheme where individuals or companies can get involved, and we match them with schools and what schools are asking for, whether that be careers events or curriculum-based stuff. We also work with the National Apprenticeship, with the Careers and Enterprise Company via our local enterprise partnership. We do lots of different things. I think it goes back to joining the dots between all the different programmes that are out there. I think my kind of call to action really is if you're an organisation or a company and you want to engage with young people and engage schools, come and talk to us. You know, don't sit on your own and then cold call a school to say, you know, we can do something for you, because, you know, you will probably find out that the programmes are already out there. The thing for me is I want us to work together as a Liverpool City region. I want us to be partners and collaborators. We don't need to recreate the wheel. The projects are probably out there, and the schools are crying out for the support from industry.
Well, that's exactly it. And you're there to bridge that support gap that they might have to stumble through themselves.
This is about bridging skills gap. This is about jobs for the futures. And we want to help schools by cutting their workload down, trying to find an event to engage in or a scheme to be part of, by making it easy for both parties. And I think we're doing that. I think we're doing quite well. We can always have a bit more. I think we're in this circle now. We're, as a team, we've grown from just me and Ali 7 years ago to a strong team of 10 based here at Baltic Creative.
How did you end up in the Baltic Triangle then? What's the story behind that?
We looked at lots of different offer space, but our heart went straight back to Baltic, to be fair, because we're kind of pigeonholed sometimes as a STEM organisation, you know, but it is just an acronym for science, technology, engineering and maths. And actually what underpins that is creativity, is innovation. And we have to use technology every single day. We need to be up to date with what's going on. So position ourselves at the heart of this creative uprising of an area, I think, is the right place for us to be, and we'll be here for some time. I can't imagine us not growing with the community and our mates around us, who are helping and supporting us on our mission to make sure kids know what's going on in these new emerging industries, really.
I mean, there's always something happening there. There's always a buzz around some new business that's open, some new subject matter that's being discussed. There's always something happening there, isn't there?
Absolutely. And I think that's kind of part of it. sometimes our schools can feel quite away from the city and away from what's going on and away from the kind of, and not aware of the jobs that are available and the amazing kind of small startups to established businesses that are happening within Baltic, and these are the jobs that, you know, we want our kids to apply for. So I think by positioning ourselves in the middle of it all, hopefully we've got a handle so we can be the ear to the ground for our schools to make sure that our teachers get all the information that they need, because their job's hard enough. You know, their job is to teach our young people. I suppose sometimes it's our job to find out the gossip, maybe what's going on, what's out there, so that we can distill that information and feed that out, whether that be via, you know, social media, via our emails, or going in and have a chat. But the doors are always open to Baltic, and it was good coffee and good cake. So yeah, it's good to get teachers and actually we've had meetings with businesses who would not traditionally see an office in a shed, maybe. So it's good for all, really.
So how can people follow what All About STEM is doing, and more importantly, how can they get involved with your organisation if there's opportunities going forward?
I think the biggest thing is, you know, we love social media. We love Twitter. We've got a few Twitter accounts. We've got the All About STEM account and the Big Bang account. You can find out kind of constantly what we're up to on Twitter. But more importantly, we've got the website allaboutstem.co.uk. But we're about people. We're definitely not a cold organisation. I have got a little bit of reputation for a good cake, and happy to share. We can always buy two. So yeah, get in touch. Support at allaboutstem.co.uk. We want more organisations. We need more STEM ambassadors. We need to talk to young people and get them excited about the opportunities that are here in our city, on our doorstep. Let's not have them going to London. Let's not have them going to all, you know, far flung corners of the earth. We've got the talent here. We just need to make that spark. Give them the information. Make them make some informed decisions. We need to work together. We need to join them dots. We need to collaborate. But you know, the future's now. It's exciting. So yeah, get in touch. Come and have cake.
Michelle Dow from All About STEM there. What an amazing personal career story she's had so far. By the way, if you haven't already got a ticket for Big Bang Northwest, I'm afraid you're too late. All 8,000 tickets have been sold out for weeks now. So I suggest you get in early for 2019, as every year it seems to be going from strength to strength. It's great to see so many organisations looking to inspire young people, Mick, as they really do look to create events which create a buzz around where they're going with their future careers.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you've got any big festival happening, just get some young people along, because it gives it a great atmosphere, and it gets the adults, who, let's face it, most of the time we're pretty boring lot, aren't we? It gives us that buzz, and they add to every single event that I've been to.
Certainly seems that way. I believe you've been down to the International Festival of Business again to have a look and see what's going on down there.
Yeah, it was great. I mean, there's been a big buzz over the past few weeks with the festival. We've had Prince William, Michael Heseltine, Government Minister Greg Clark, Arch Remainer Gina Miller. But on Monday the 18th of June, I popped in and was completely knocked out by the buzz created by the Liverpool City Region Skills Show, organised by the Apprenticeship Hub and attended by an estimated 5,000 young people. It was showcasing the potential career opportunities available and how apprenticeships can help young people climb the employment ladder. There were loads of exhibition stands which were big on interactivity, and it was great to see so many young people engage with employers, educators and each other. Mel Dodd is the Skills Strategy Manager for the City Region Apprenticeship Hub.
It's a skills, careers and jobs fair, so it gives everybody in the city region access to all local Liverpool City Region employers as well as national employers, and what options and avenues there are from school, even school age 15, right up until you're an adult. It's giving them a flavour of what different educational, what careers there are, what apprenticeships there are. With all the employers that are here today have apprenticeship vacancies, so we've also got anyone that attends can actually look at what live vacancies are available within the region. We've got workshops available for teachers, so there's lots of activity for teachers and group leaders, as well as lots of interactive program events on our Knowledge Hub stage and our Skills Future stage. We've also got an Apprenticeship Awards happening this afternoon, which is a fantastic celebration of all the excellent apprentices across the Liverpool City region. So we've got Apprentice of the Year and Apprentice Employer of the Year for every one of our Liverpool City region boroughs. So that would be Halton, St Helens, Sefton, Liverpool, Knowsley and the Wirral. So it's a really interactive, fun day where people can go away with information, advice and guidance on all the different opportunities, but also can apply for real vacancies while they're actually here.
Have you done this kind of event before?
Yes, the Hub have been delivered over about 24 different events across the last year, right across the city region, working with lots of different key stakeholders from job centres. We did a huge health skills show in November, which was purely about all the different opportunities and jobs available within the health sector. And we've done lots of different events and skills shows with different various people across the region.
And how successful are they? Because you must be having thousands of young people here today. How much of it sticks with them, do you think?
Well, we've done quite, as the Apprenticeship Hub, so our main aim as the Apprenticeship Hub is to provide information, advice and guidance. And what that really means is being able to offer everybody wider career choices. What people don't know, they don't know. So within these events that we're actually running, we're offering different kind of, giving them the options that for apprenticeships, for example, apprenticeships, you can do an apprenticeship from a level 2 right up to a master's degree, right across the industry with it, with lots of different employers. So for us, it's about giving every person that option and that choice. We've run quite a lot of different events throughout the year, kind of like today, like skills shows, but we've also been in lots of schools across Liverpool City region where we've done theatre plays, where it's all about kind of demystifying what apprenticeships are. So the stigma of what they were 20 years ago to what they were now, and with the apprenticeship reforms from the 1st of May, we did a theatre play that kind of demystified that as to what the perception was from parents to young people to teachers. When we did those plays across 32 schools across Liverpool City region, then subsequently I've done a couple of these skills shows. We've had a lot of people that have come from the school saying they never knew what apprenticeships were and they didn't know what their options were and have been really enticed and then asking us how they go about getting an apprenticeship and what the opportunities are. So that drip feed of information, we've also been working with all stakeholders, so teachers within schools, with job centres, with family learning, with work programme, educating those key stakeholders that actually have access and are talking to young people to reinforce that message. Whereas today, our main ambition today is actually to show them what is out there in Liverpool City region. It's the opportunities and the employers that we have for future progression is significant. And for a young person, for example, they might want to go to college and university, they can still do an apprenticeship afterwards. They might not want to go down that route of going to college and university, so they can actually still get that education but via an apprenticeship. So it's giving them options to them, not saying this is the only thing you can do, it's saying this is one of the options that are available to you. And also, like myself, you know, if you're in a job or you're in employment, you can actually further and develop your career within that employment via an apprenticeship also, so you can study going forward.
Will you just remind us what the criteria is for companies who want to get involved in apprenticeships? Because companies with a wage bill of £3 million have a certain amount taken away from that bill, don't they, to put into a fund to pay for these?
Yeah, so any employer can actually have an apprenticeship. Apprenticeship reforms happened on the 1st of May 2007, and what happened is any employer that had a wage bill of £3 million plus automatically got a percentage taken out by HMRC that they could only spend on apprenticeships. So all those companies with a wage bill above, but that doesn't discount any other employer. Any employer can actually recruit and do an apprenticeship if they fulfil the criteria, but they have to pay 10% towards the cost of that apprenticeship, where 90% of that is fully funded by the government. So the opportunities are significant.
With me also is Siobhan Saunders from Apprenticeship Hub. What's the take-up like among the companies, Siobhan?
The take-up in Liverpool City region has historically been very good. As Mel mentioned, the reforms that came in on the 1st of May 2017, What we're not able to do just yet is because we're not measuring like for like. So when the data has been released by the government from the reforms, you can't actually compare it to the year before,
okay,
because you're not measuring two equal things. So what we are doing as a combined authority is actually unpicking all of that data. So we've got some new data, and we are now looking at that to determine what impact the reforms have had. But historically, Liverpool City Region has kind of punched above its weight.
Because some companies, I presume, will just write it off. Instead of taking on apprentices, they will just write off this extra 0.5% and just, you know, treat it like tax. I guess one of your ambitions and one of your aims is to persuade them that's not the best way to spend the money.
Yeah, we've recently reviewed the Apprenticeship Hub board and infrastructure. We're going to have a task and finish group which will focus on data. And what we want to do is use this data that we've got access to now to identify all of the levy paying employers in the city region and to proactively target them, and, you know, to go to them and say, look, you know, you've got this apprenticeship levy here sitting there, this is what you can do with it, and help them as much as possible, you know, so they can identify like the benefits of taking on an apprentice and not see it as a chore.
In terms of the Liverpool City region at large, where are the big skills shortages? Because I've seen a couple of reports recently saying, for example, web developers, there's a massive shortage of them. So digital skills, all that kind of thing.
As a combined authority, what we've done is produce a number of skills for growth agreements. And that's basically taking kind of all of the data that's available in terms of skills and jobs and trying to identify pathways, skills pathways, and make sure that we're working with all the stakeholders to make sure that, you know, if there is a skills gap in a particular sector, we are working with colleges, training providers, schools to make sure that we're putting on the right kind of qualifications, and apprenticeships is one part of that really.
So what are the areas, what are the skills areas where you can say, well, we're very short, like a couple of years ago, we were short of trained plumbers, weren't we? And now it's web developers and that. What are the areas? Just talk us through a couple of the areas where there is a gap to be filled.
Particularly around sort of health and social care. So, you know, there's gaps, but there's also a lot of turnover of staff. Within the city region, there are a number of like key growth sectors. And that's not to say other sectors aren't important. Other sectors, you know, generally, you know, have a lot of, like, so for example, you know, the tourism. Is a key, you know, particularly for Liverpool City Region, but we need to encourage employers to make that kind of career a career that young people and adults want to move into. And I think sometimes certain sectors have got stigmas attached to them, and so as a combined authority, you know, we've recently there was a skills survey done, and we interviewed about 1,800 employees across Liverpool City Region, and that's actually been a fantastic piece of research in terms of understanding, you know, the reality in terms of what employers are saying to us about, you know, what issues they have in terms of recruitment, skills, etc.
What was the biggest issue that came out of that survey, would you say?
From a broader, you know, skills level, I mean, the survey, obviously, it was looking at all aspects, and there's some really, really positive things that came out of it. Leadership and management is key, you know, so a lot of businesses haven't necessarily got that within their own organisation, so that's an area that we know we need to focus on. Apprenticeships have been a brilliant way, actually, of kind of plugging some of that gap. But, I mean, the skills survey helped then inform the skills strategy for the city region, which, and that was published in February this year, February 2018.
And how important is it to get the parents aware of what opportunities are around with apprenticeships?
It's significant for parents. Obviously, parents are key support and key influencers, certainly for young people. So for us, certainly within the skills show today, we're doing between 4 and 6, we're doing a specific part of the skills show where we've invited all parents across Liverpool City Region to actually come and see what the different career skills and opportunities are available to them, and certainly within apprenticeships, what apprenticeships are. We've also conducted, as part of the Apprenticeship Hub, a research survey into looking into parents and how best to communicate and how they best receive those messages, so we can actually enforce how we do careers information, advice and guidance going forward, because they are key significant players. So we're hoping from today's event we'll get some research as to, you know, kind of how that's gone down, but also from a different research that we're doing that should be published the end of July, August, to look at how we best communicate with parents. At the moment we've done it kind of via schools and stakeholders and across the city region with promotion, but it's something certainly we'd be love to come back and talk to you on once that research has been completed.
And how has Brexit affected what the aspirations of young people and maybe companies and parents as well? Because that's sort of hanging over us at the moment, and we're told we're not really, that the politicians aren't really sure about what the future's going to be. Do you think that is in some way influencing what employers are doing in terms of apprenticeships or in terms of the skills that they want to fill?
I wouldn't say that. I really, you know, that isn't something when we go out to see employers, that's not anything that kind of comes back to us to say, oh, you know, our recruitment's going to change drastically as a result of that. In terms of Brexit, obviously a lot of what the activity that we do is funded through Europe. So the Apprenticeship Hub is currently funded through Europe. And one of the things that, you know, we need to be able to do is sustain the work of the Apprenticeship Hub and the other skills work that's happening in the city region. But certainly employers, it's not a message that's coming back to us to say Brexit is having a, you know, a detrimental impact on their recruitment.
So what happens to your funding when Brexit actually happens? Is there a question mark over that at the moment?
There is a question mark over that at the moment. I mean, obviously the government say that there will be something in place of a European Social Fund, but that's yet to be finalised.
Interesting stuff there from Siobhan Saunders from the Liverpool City Region Apprenticeship Hub. Let's hope the government steps in and continues the funding which the European Social Fund have started, or at least come up with something which continues to push apprenticeships, as they genuinely seem to be working for the young people and the employers.
Absolutely. Well, that's just about it from the Baltic Broadcasting Company for this month. We'll be back with another podcast in August. Don't forget, if you would like to suggest a story or have a particular issue relevant to the business community in Liverpool City Region, then do please get in touch.
And the way that you can do that is by emailing me, Mick Ord, at mick@mickord.com. It would be great as well to have some feedback about the podcast. And if you like it, indicate as such via your podcast provider.
Until next time then, it's goodbye from both of us.